have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I was created for, Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We were created for worship. And this is Shabbat Saturday with Apostle Dawn. Listen, did you know that, people of God? The word says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. You created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Listen, we were created to worship our Lord and our God. Amen. How excellent is his name, my God, today. In all the earth, his name is high and lifted up. So we come today in anticipation. Certainly, I lift up my hands now and I bless his name. His name is above every other name, people of God. The Bible says, so I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I will exalt his holy name and I will Shabbat him on today. We bless his name in this space, this platform called Shabbat Saturday. And we praise him. Hallelujah. Because he is wonderful, because he is majestic. He is Elohim, our God and creator. He's Jehovah Adonai, my Lord and my master. And he is self-existing, always present, always revealed in Jesus. He is Jehovah Jireh to me, the one who sees me and meets all of my needs. Hallelujah. Listen, he meets all of my needs and provides. Glory to God. And he is Jehovah Rapha, my healer. He sent his word and healed me and forgave all of my iniquities. He healed all of my disease and dis-ease. Hear me on today. He makes my bitter experiences sweet. Hallelujah. I can testify to that. He is Jehovah Sitkenu, my righteousness. Jehovah Makedesh, hallelujah, the one who sanctifies me and sets me apart, who has set you apart unto himself. He is Jehovah Shalom. We will lift up his name because he is Jehovah Shalom, our peace, this peace, oh my God, today, that transcends all of our understanding, that mounts guard over our hearts and our minds in the name of Jesus. We were created for worship. And so we come here to Shabbat him. We still yet will praise and worship the Lord Jesus. Amen. And so now I want to say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to you humble and we repent of anything we have done. Every time we pray in your name, Father God, we thank you that we have what we have asked. And we receive it by faith in the name of Jesus and under the blood of Jesus. We are made whole. We are healthy. We walk in our godly authority and we walk in the peace of God. Hallelujah. I thank him on today. I bless him because we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. And I thank him that he shows us the way in which we should go. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for dwelling in us, abiding in us, being in us. And we release this prayer over this broadcast so that we are able to fulfill all that committed this day into his hands. And so we release ourselves, Father God. Let us be cleansed from anything that would attempt to hinder the pour of your spirit from your vessels. Amen. Hallelujah, that you have chosen for this hour. Renew our speaker, Lord God. Renew me. Renew our minds, our hearts. And as the woman of God goes forth declaring your word, we thank you, Lord God, that you have placed in her a rhema word. Hallelujah, for this platform. Thank you, Lord God, that she esteems your word more than life itself. Lord God, now arrest and rule the atmosphere. Charge it with your presence. Send your glory. We stand waiting for your glory, Lord God, your glory to be revealed in this hour. So for this platform. I thank you for this room, and I ask you to continue to give our producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim Robinson, creative and witty ideas for future broadcasts, Lord God. Bless her indeed in her coming in and her going out in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And we seal this prayer in the blood. Hallelujah. Well, Jesus, 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 I'm on one today. This is your host of Shabbat Saturday, Apostle P.D. Westbrook or Dawn Westbrook. Amen. And that's what we do, people of God. So we welcome you for stopping by and listening in. We are giving God all the glory. Hear me. All the glory on this Shabbat Saturday, for we are thankful and grateful for the privilege to come before you on today. Abba, Father, truly no one else gets the glory or compares with you. Saturate us with your glory on today. We acknowledge we are sinful creatures and ask you to cleanse our hearts. Forgive us of our sins. We are not ashamed to declare that we publicly need you, Father God, and can't do this without you. So I pray for a fresh enablement, a fresh empowerment of your Holy Spirit. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory now and forever. In the name of Jesus, we have been given the authority to speak and say something, and I love declaring the greatness of our God and his word in the atmosphere. And we Shabbat our awesome God on today. We have come here to encourage you, our listening audience, because this is the day, people of God, that the Lord has created. This is the day that he made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We rejoice and are glad in it. We rejoice always. We delight ourselves in you, Abba Father. Happy we are because you are our God and our Lord. And all this week, he's been sharing with me, I am the Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for loving us and rejoicing over us with joy. Hallelujah. The spirit of rejoicing, joy, and laughter is our heritage. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, emancipation from bondage. There is freedom. And we walk in that liberty and speak life over this broadcast now. So we Shabbat the Lord today. We give God all the glory. Glory to God. And glory to God. Prophetess Karen Nicole Manis is here with Shabbat Saturday. She is the woman of God that has been chosen to speak in this hour. I thank God that the woman of God is walking with the Lord and has been for approximately 30 plus years. She is the founder of NKM Ministry and SWIM Ministry, which is Strong Women in Ministry. Prophetess is married to Apostle Jonathan Manis for 19 years. They have two beautiful children, and currently they reside in Fort Worth, Texas. They are leaders of Damascus Ministries, amen, and they hold fast to the Messianic laws and firm believers in keeping the Sabbath in the name of Jesus, doing great work in their community by spreading the gospel, saving the lost, helping the less fortunate, feeding the hungry, hallelujah, for the kingdom of God. I know the woman of God. She is a humble servant, a great intercessor, and has a very strong prophetic mantle that rests upon her. A woman of God who lives by faith, who loves God's people, amen, and only wants to see that souls come to the kingdom, amen. And with that being said, her motto is an unstoppable force for the kingdom of heaven against the kingdom of darkness. So, Prophetess Nicole, we thank the Lord for you gracing Shabbat Saturday with your pour today. Woman of God, how are you?
God bless you, Apostle. God bless you. I am so humbled. And thank you for having me on today. Amen.
I Hallelujah.
Give Yahweh for glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, woman of God, I am anticipating a great move of the Spirit of God. I thank Amen. You that you're here to move us in the realm of his glory. So prophetess, manus, you are released to bless the people of God and Shabbat the Lord. You have the platform.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all of you that are listening in this afternoon on this Shabbat Saturday. I give God, Yahweh, all of the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank him for Apostle P.D. Westbrook, a woman of God, Yahweh, after God's own heart. We thank the Lord for her. I know she's a woman that is eager and very determined to see souls saved, just like I am and many of you that may be listening on here this evening. And I want to come to you tonight, and I'm coming from the book of A Simple Message. I don't go deep, or, you know, I come with exactly what the Spirit of the Lord has dropped in my spirit, and I want to share with you this afternoon. I thank the Lord, my husband, Apostle Jonathan Manus, this afternoon. He's listening in as well, and all of my friends that have tuned in. Hallelujah. To God be all, Yahweh be all of the glory, great things he has done. Amen. So I'm coming from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and I'm going to read from verses 10 to 13. I'll read 14. Finish up at 14. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read, and this is talking about the division in the church, and the Lord is calling his church back to unity in this hour. So I'm going to read at this time from verses 10 through 14. And I'm reading from the NLT at this moment. I appeal to you, dear brothers and sisters, by the authority of our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, to live in harmony with each other. Let there be no divisions in the church. Rather, be of one mind, united in thought and purpose. For some members of Chloe's household have told me about your quarrels, my dear brothers and sisters. Some of you are saying, I am a follower of Paul, saying, I follow Apollos, or I follow Peter, or I follow only Christ. Has Christ been divided into fractions? Was I, Paul, crucified for you? Were any of you baptized in the name of Paul? Of course not. Verse 14, I thank God, Yahweh, that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius. And I'm going to stop right there. Father, I thank you this afternoon for your word that brings clarity to your people. Father, I decrease and you increase. And in the name of Yeshua, I ask that you speak through me, Father, that your people will understand what you have given to me so that I can give it to them, Father, just the way that you have me to give it to them. In the mighty name of Yeshua, and Father, Lord God, we thank you. We give you all of the praise, the glory, and the honor in Yeshua's name. Amen and amen. And as I was reading, if you see here, Paul was asking them questions because he had gotten complaints about it. And I know that we are living in dark times. We are living in dark times. The word of Yah tells us in 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 13 that these times, perilous times, shall come. And the body of Christ should not be surprised by what is happening in the world today. If Yahweh is not surprised, why should we be? Why should we be surprised? We should not be surprised. However, there are many in the body of Christ who are surprised at certain events and that are happening, certain things that are taking place in the nation and around the world. And for them to be surprised, this is me saying for them, this is what I think, that it, because we are not to be surprised, but for them to be surprised, it means for me either they don't have a relationship with the Father or they don't read the Word of God, the Bible, which is the Word of God, Yah, that reveals to us the times that we are in right now. We should not be surprised. But here we see the Apostle Paul, while he was in Ephesus, approached by some from the church, or someone from the church, a delegate from the church in Corinth. And this is how I was interpreting it, saying, you know, Apostle, we need your help. We need your help in the church. We need your help back home in Corinth. There's so much that is going on. So the leader was complaining telling him about the complaints and the things that were happening. And he said, I'm sure there were other complaints, but this particular leader reached out to the Apostle Paul pleading for him to come and address the problems that was causing the people to be divided. So at some point in the scripture, at some point in time, the people of Corinth were one-minded, they were unified, but because of the quarrels and the complaints and all of the issues, whether it was jealousy, strife, differences of opinion, political affiliations, and also could be dealing with righteousness, it was causing division among them. And the very same thing is actually happening today in the church. The church is divided by denominational doctrine. They're divided when it comes to politics. They're divided when it comes to cultural perspective. They're divided by belief systems. And this is just to name a few that I'm naming here. But when we look at the scriptures, it was saying, Paul clearly states, the Apostle Paul, he clearly states here that by the authority of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, that we are to live in harmony with each other, and that there should be no division in the church, but rather be of one mind, united in thought and purpose. But today, there is so much division in the church. This one don't believe that this one should preach, and this one, this denomination, this and that, you name it. Paul was appealing to those who call themselves believers of Christ, that we all are a part of the family of Yahweh, and that not only are we a part of the family, but we share a unity that runs deeper than that of blood, the blood of our own brothers and our sisters. It runs deeper. And Paul had to address the confusion, the conflicts, the quarrels, all that was going on. You know, as we read earlier, one group was saying, I follow Apollos, I follow Peter, I follow Christ, you name it, I want to follow Paul, you name it. It was such division going on between our brothers and sisters back then, and the same is happening today, because some are saying, well, I'm Church of God, and I'm Church of God in Christ. Oh, I'm Pentecostal, I'm Anglican, I'm Baptist, I am non-denominational, I am this, I am that. So you see the division that was happening then, it is actually happening now in the body of Christ. So Paul had to do something, because he was getting the complaints, and not only that, he was in Ephesus doing whatever work that he was doing, but there was
was teaching at a crowd or wherever, he met up with Paul and he said, hey, we need you to come. We need you to come because, you know, this is happening and this is happening. So Paul had to shut down. He was writing the letter to them, so he had to shut them down by saying to them, Christ divided into fractions. Better yet, was I Paul crucified for you? You tell me, were any of you baptized in the name of Paul? Of course not. This is what Paul is telling them. Of course not. So stop with the foolishness. Stop with the bickering and the fighting. And because I thank Yah that I did not baptize any of you. So why is there bickering and quarreling and confusion amongst you? Christ was not divided. He was not split in quarters. He was not split in half. He was not, I'm going to give my head to the Baptist. I'm going to give my fingers to the Presbyterian. I'm going to give my feet. No. No. He was never divided. He came to unite the people. He paid a debt that we could not pay, a price that you and I could not pay. He sacrificed himself. So what he did, he bought us back. And Paul was saying he was not divided. So why is the body of Christ divided? We are to be united and not a people divided. Huh. This is Paul. This, my brothers and sisters, is exactly, this is what Paul was saying. You know, he was telling them we are to be united, not divided. And I'm saying to you this afternoon, this is exactly what's going on today, the body of Christ. Today, and what we have done because of the division, we have opened a door which allows the enemy to have, you know, what it is that with all the stuff that is happening in the world today, I want you to hear me. And with all of the division, I don't agree with this pastor, I don't agree with this one, I don't agree with that one. We have allowed the enemy, or we have given the enemy legal rights, and we have given him access to go to Yahweh and make an accusation against you and I, against the church, because of the quarreling and the division that is among us. Today, not only have we given the enemy legal rights and access to go to Yahweh about us, the church, but individually we have allowed him to come and bring up that accusation. Now, we are the church, yes, but each of us individually, we live a life that ought to be pleasing to the Lord. And if there is any sin in our lives, if we have, because once there is sin, it means the door is open. Now, hello, that's the enemy. And what he does, because of that sin and because there has been no repentance, the enemy then says, I see a space here. I see a spot here. So he pulled up his table and his chair, and he got his got his coffee, and he got his biscuit or his croissants and whatever, and he is saying, I'm gonna sit right here. If he or she does not repent, I'm gonna sit right here, and I'm going to bring trouble. I'm going to make sure that he or she stays in a place of divided and not come together in unity. So the enemy now has taken place, a place in our heart, in our mind, because if you have not repented, then what happens is because the mind begins to go haywire because you are not united. You are not in partnership. You are not connected to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
because of the quarreling, the jealousy, the disagreement, the accusations, the slander, you name it, all of these things that are going on today in the body of Christ. And the enemy, he's just sitting there with his imps. And he's just having his coffee, you know, his and eating his croissants and his cookies and the demons are at the side of him because you and I have not repented of any sin in our lives. So they are right there and they're getting their orders from the enemy and they're rubbing their hands together and they're snarling and they're like, ah, let me at him, let me at him, yeah. Let me have her. Let me have her. Yeah, I want a piece of her. She caused me trouble. He caused me trouble because they're up praying. When they're praying, they wreaking havoc in our kingdom. Oh, let me add him. Let me add her. Let me bring that affliction upon him or him. Let me do this. Let me bring down a discord in the marriage, in the relationship, in the family. And the enemy is there and saying, go on to the Father. Say, look at this. Look at this and look at that. And they have not repented. And they're going deeper. He or she is going deeper in sin. My son. And the enemy is just having a field day. And his imps, his demonic agents are just waiting for the door. It's open up just a little bit. It's just a crack. But it's no repentance. And that he or she continues in sin. Guess what happens? That means the door is being pulled open. And the Lord give him permission to touch the individuals. So there's a little crack. But all of a sudden now, it's opening. The door is opening wider because there's no repentance. The quarreling, all of this has got to stop. God wants us to come together in unity. You know, it has a saying where united we stand, but divided we fall. And it is true. We will fall once we are divided and not united, we will fall. And Yahweh wants us to be a people united in this hour. We should have been united from since then, a long time ago. But we have allowed things to come in between, to creep in and to bring a wedge and to bring a division within our lives, our family, the church, businesses, friendships, you name it, marriages, you name it. And guess what is happening? The world right now. The world is looking at the division and the dysfunction of the church. And how many have we caused to walk away from getting to know who Yeshua is and the purpose of him coming to this earth and shedding his blood on Calvary, dying for us to redeem us. He redeemed us. How many have we caused to walk away in disgust and distaste because of the bickering and the jealousy, because this one can prophesy and because, listen, you got to be born a prophet. You got to be born a prophet of Yahweh. You may have the gift. You may have Oh, Holy Spirit, you may have the gift of prophecy. But there are people that are born. They walk in the office of a prophet. There's some that have the gift. And you name it. But jealousy because of this one is being used by Yahweh. And this one is being sent out to the reason why you may not be sent out and you should be happy because it means that you're not ready, because if you go out into the field before time, you can be devoured by the demonic presence of the satanic world. You can be a casualty of a war going out before your time. But how many have we caused to walk away from getting to know who Yeshua is? Maybe, can I say we have blood on our hands? We have blood on our hands. We are so focused. And I'm not going to be here long with you. This is the simple word that the Lord gave me to wake up the body of Christ, to let them know that we must stand united in this hour and not divided. But we're still so focused on other things that we have forgotten our mandate, which is the Great Commission. It's all about souls in this hour, and not only about souls, but it's also about working out our own salvation. With fear and trembling in Philippians 2 and 12, you can read it for yourself. It's all about souls in this hour. But many have forgotten. They're so caught up with the cares of this world and the gas prices and how am I going to get here, forgetting that who their daddy is, who their father is, if he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, if he feeds the birds of the air and the flock of the fields, don't you think he's going to take care of you? But we are so caught up with our own dilemma, in our own dilemma, and we're caught up with, I don't know how I'm going to make it. We let our problems overtake what Yahweh has said in his word about us and who we are. Do we know our identity? Do you know who you are in him? Like that commercial that says, do you know where your children are? Do you know who you are in him? Do you know who you are and whose you are, who you belong to? Ask yourself the question. And I hope you can answer. This is not the time for us to be caught up in foolishness and to be caught up in cliques and to be caught up disagreements and so forth. Yes, it's okay to disagree about some things, but we ought to stand united. We ought to know why we are here and our purpose. It's about souls in this hour, in these last days, and of making sure that we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And, you know, you ask yourself, do an inventory on yourself. How can we go out there and preach and reach and teach and get souls if we are divided? It wouldn't work. It would not work. There are many out there who wants to know who Yeshua is, Jesus the Christ, who wants to have an encounter with him. There are many out there who are not living a life. They're pleasing unto God. And not only that, there are many out there. They're tattooed up, they're pierced up, and so forth. And they're coming to Christ in this hour. And not only are they coming to Christ, but they are serving him with all of their heart. Because they've realized in times past that the church has failed. But Yahweh is giving us another chance and has given us another chance to make it right and to get our houses in order. He allowed the pandemic to come so that it will shake up the very foundation of the earth and the church. And we have lost the many generals. We have lost the family members and so forth. But this is what he's doing to get us back in alignment. But the disunity and the dysfunction in the body of Christ, in a person itself, it will even run down. You know how they say like water on a duck's back, it runs off. Listen, it will run down any dysfunction and disunity. It will trickle down into whether you have a business deal or you're doing business. It will trickle in there. It will trickle down there. If there is no unity, even in friendship, in marriages, the nation is divided right now. And that can cause many to turn away from Abba Father. Yes, there's a large a variety of many different cultural backgrounds and even of preachers and teachers at this time. And and people, you know, when you think about it, back then the people were depending heavily on the preaching and the teaching for spiritual insight. You know, and just like today, some of us may have, have a special or a specific person that we love to hear, you know, some, like it says, you know, in those in the Corinth, that they, I follow Peter, I follow Apollos, and so forth. Some people love to listen to Jonathan Hannah, and some people still listen to Billy Graham. Some people still listen to David Wilkinson, my late pastor, David Wilkinson, you know, and you name it. You may have somebody that you may like to listen to, but these are men that are being used and were being used to spread the gospel and to bring the people in unity. But we have to understand that their personalities were different, but they had one goal, and that goal was to preach and teach the word of Yah. And you see, at this point in each of our lives right now, we, the body of Christ, we must come together in unity. We must have the mind of Christ. And I want you, when you get a chance, you can read Revelation chapter 17, verses 1 to 18, because it is important in this time that we have the mind of Christ. It's 19 and 20. It talks about unity. It talks about touching and agreeing. When you read it, you know, Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20. Let me just read it. I tell you truth. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. I also tell you this, this is what Yeshua is saying here. If two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. He's saying Yahweh will do it for you. And I'll read 20. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them. So here it's us saying that, I tell you the truth, whatever you forbid, you know, you bind in things on earth. When you come together and you bind things on earth, in the King James Version, bind, you loose on earth, you know, whatever you loose. Let me just go here. Whatever you agree here on earth, concerning anything. Mm-hmm. I lost the difference from it. I tell you, whatever you forbid, thank you, Holy Spirit, on earth, in the King James Version, it says, bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So, and then he went down to say, Jesus went down, Yeshua, I also tell you this, if two of you agree on earth, that's unity. That is unity right there. Two of you agree here on earth concerning anything. He didn't say some things. He said anything. My Father in heaven, Yahweh, will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as my followers. Could you imagine? Two or three. Listen, one could put 1,000, 2, 10,000. Listen, we've got to read and study and understand the word of Yahweh. Could you imagine coming together in unity? One. And then another person coming together, because we cannot do it by ourselves. This is why it's important that we have the mind of Christ. We have to have the mind of Christ. We must think like him. We must talk like him. We must walk like him, the mind of Christ. And in Mark 3:24-25, to talk about if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. We cannot do it by ourselves. We need each other. We need each other, especially in these last days. I'm winding down. It's not a one-man show. And in order for us to operate in unity, we must have love. We must have the fruit of the Spirit. We must have it. In Colossians 3 and 14, it talks about, and above all these things, above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And this is what the Apostle Paul was telling the Corinthians, that we are to live in harmony, and there must be no division amongst us. People of God, this is the time that we must stand together, united. They're coming after us. They're coming after us now. Those of us, not the shallow ones, not the lukewarm ones. They're coming after those that are speaking truth, that are standing up boldly and declaring the word of Yah. They're coming after us. I said to my husband, I said, after this Roe versus Wade, and I prophesied it, and I put it on Facebook, and someone said to me, oh, it didn't happen yet. I said, I believe, I know what the Lord says. It's going to be overturned. And it came to pass. And I said, after Roe versus Wade, I said, they're going to come down harder on us right now. So we must stand united. We must have the mind of Christ. The Bible says one chase 1,000, two shall chase 10,000, because in Deuteronomy 32 and 20, because every time this scripture is used in the Bible, referred to an army, it refers to an army, and we are an army. We are part of the army of Yahweh. When we first give our heart and our life, and we say yes to your will and yes to your way, we were automatically enlisted in the army of Yahweh. It's never a one-man army. If one man is against another nation, think about it. With China trying to flex its muscles and stuff, Biden don't stand a chance by him. It's not a one-man show. It's never a one-man show. We do not choose to do things by our own way. It's never. We need to cooperate with each other. We must stand together. Nothing great can be done by an individual. But when there is a team, when there's a team of people around, when we stand united, great things happen. And Yahweh has called us into a family, and we must cooperate together to accomplish the purpose of Yahweh. I know that sometimes there's so many renegades out there, so many bastards and children running around there. You know, it's tempting to separate and go solo, but it is a sure route to, when you think about it, to insignificance, because we all need the cooperation of our family, the family of God, Yahweh. We need it. We may not fully understand things right now, but the scripture makes it clear to each of us that when one part of the body suffers, we all suffer. We all suffer with that other part of the body. And it's the same when one part is glorified, we share in the glory. We share in it. So let us stand united and not divided in this hour. Let us get into alignment now. Seek his face while he is near and while he can be found. This is the hour. Things are going to get worse. Yes. There is a wealth transfer and all of these things that God is going to, Yahweh is going to make sure that his body is being taken care of. But let us not take our mind and our heart off of the mandate, the Great Commission, which is souls that we're going after. Leaders, come together. Come together. Work out your indifferences. Get the body of Christ in alignment. Let us get ready for the return of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. So, Father, I thank you now for your word. I pray that your people was edified. I pray that they received what you have given unto me to give to them, what you have downloaded into my system. Father, I uploaded it unto your people. And I pray that now they will take the word and they will run with it. They will take the meat and spit out the bones. Father, I pray that the body of Christ here and around the world will now come to a place of repentance and begin to come together as one, and unite and stand together and plummet the enemy's kingdom to bring it down, Father, in the name of Yeshua, as we prepare ourselves for the harvest that is coming in this hour, Father, and as we prepare ourselves for your return, Father. Daddy, we say thank you. We love you. We give you all of the praise, the glory, and the honor in Yeshua's name. Amen and amen. And I turn it back into the hands of Apostle P.D. Westbrook. God bless you.
Bless you, prophetess. Thank you so much for that pour. Amen for the word of God. It truly, I believe, is a 9-1-1 in the spirit to the body of Christ. It just seems like there's a theme going forth that the Spirit of the Lord is calling his body to come into a place of complete surrender, complete submission, complete obedience, so that we can come together and unify as one body. The Spirit is like imploring the body of Christ, calling the church back to being unified, speaking as one voice, one spirit, one heart, being of one mind in thought and household. I believe that there is this dysfunctionality that we see in the kingdom of God with everyone promoting their denomination, or I follow this person, or I adhere to this doctrine. And truly, like you said, we in this hour we are living in dark times, according to 2 Timothy 3:1-13. We should not be surprised. Amen. Because, I mean, there is a clear indication in the Spirit of God that we need to be focused and settle this matter in our hearts, my God, today. Stand, drawing closer to him. You know, and I think also this is an indication of a lack of intimacy when we are taken by surprise, when we, you know, think it's, you know, peculiar, when the scripture has totally informed us and given us instructions of what is to come. I just hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, one mind, I require you to be of one mind, one heart. I require unification. This differences, the cultural differences, the denominational, doctrinal differences. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is calling us to come to a place where we live in harmony with one another, united in thought and in person. We all are a part of the family of the kingdom of God. There's only one kingdom. Glory to God. When you go before the throne, he's not going to ask you about your denomination. And I love that the Apostle Paul was so strong in his focus that this foolishness has to stop. There are greater things that you need to be concerned about, and that is exactly what's happening in the body of Christ. We are so bogged down with our envy and our strife and our jealousy and division and cliques, my God, today. And the Spirit of the Lord, it's grieving the Holy Spirit. It is grieving him. It is not for the purpose that Christ apprehended us. And we need to stop this inner division amongst us. Christ came for humanity. He came for us to be united as the body, his body, not divided. And when we are operating differently than that, we indeed are opening a door that allows the enemy to make accusations against us before the Father. It is a time of repentance, I'm telling you. There is a 911 in the Spirit of God where he is raising up a remnant of people that are truly listening, truly repenting, wanting and striving to walk together in unity, the unity of the faith. We must have the mind of Christ. I believe the Father is saying you need to be a reflection of me. Have my mind, have my heart in order to operate in unity and perfect harmony. No division among you. It grieves him. We need to walk in his love. It's about restoring us. Amen. Amen. Those who were detached and dealing with these spiritual leeches that are causing the division in the body of Christ. But he's saying, I need you to die to self. I need you to crucify yourself again. I need you to come return back to the altar. I need you to go back to the basics. I need you to rid yourself of all of these trappings that are causing division. Oh, my God. And I think the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us something here. Our identity is assuredly in Christ. It is assuredly in Christ. Amen. He even said throughout, I think several times, that the Father and I are one. When was the last time, as the scripture told us, we are to esteem one another the better, you know, better than each other? Amen. That we are to consider each, consider the other before we consider ourselves. That we are to have this bowels. I'm telling you, that word is so strong. This bowels of compassion and mercy, and the fruit of the Spirit being manifest in it. I think all of creation, when the scripture says all of creation, the earnest expectation of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, not our church platform. Oh, Jesus, help me on today. Not our church doctrine. So how can we come together and be unified? How can we obtain that? How can we walk in that and manifest that? How can we manifest this glory that creation is earnestly waiting for us to manifest, to show forth? And I think it is when we have an introspection, a self-examination as the body of Christ, we can show forth this reflection. And I feel it's first coming to a place where we're saying, Lord, I give you all of me. I'm returning to the altar for a reset because it's time for complete submission, complete surrendering, complete and absolutely obedience to the word of God. If we're in that place, there would be no division. Glory to God. And we're coming to a time in the Spirit when we are in or all, we're all out. Amen. Either we're all in or we're all out, body of Christ. Amen, people of God. Because he's raising up a remnant of people that is truly going to adhere to the letter of the word and the spirit of the word, amen, that they are intentional about not deviating from the process, hallelujah, glory to God, and that they have a made-up mind in Jesus' name. So I am very excited about this clarion call, woman of God. Enough is enough. No more of this foolishness. I mean, time is shorter than we could possibly imagine in the name of Jesus. And believe me, I think it is just this hour in this era because, I'm telling you, I just sense it's soon coming. And I believe it's going to be in my lifetime. Hallelujah. So it's time for us to get ready for the great return of our Father. And he is asking for his church to come together in unity. Have the mind of Christ. Glory to God. Come back into alignment with his mandate, his great commission for us in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for that word. I receive it, and I pray that those that are listening on the phone lines, amen, and those in the listening VIP section of Clubhouse, I pray that this word has ministered to you. I pray that it has literally shaken you, amen, that you make an about face and realize what hour we are in the name of Jesus. It is later than we think, people of God. And I thank you, woman of God, just having the courage to come forth and release that word. It's not a very pleasant word, but it is a real and true word in Jesus' name. And with that, I would ask you, Prophetess, would you pray, give a closing prayer, and then I'll come back and close the room. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you once again for your presence. We thank you for your word. Daddy, we just adore you at this time. We thank you, Father. We just want to worship you. We just want to give you all of the glory, the praise, the honor that rightfully belongs to you, Father. Lord, we thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you, Father. I pray even now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Father, that you would, Father, just recharge those that needs to be recharged, those that need an infilling, a fresh baptism of your Holy Spirit. Spirit, Father, I pray, Father, those that are in a lukewarm state of mind, Father, Lord, that they would get up and shake themselves and begin to speak life over their body, their mind, their spirit, their home, whatever it is, Father, in the name of Yeshua. And Father, I pray that they would get themselves, Father, back into alignment and be ready for when you return, Father, that, Father, your people, Father, will have the mind of Christ, Father, that now we can begin, Father, those that have felt like the cares of the world has beaten them down, Father, that they can reach out to a brother, a sister, or that brother, that sister would reach out to them, that would have the gift of discernment to realize and to see that there is my brother and my sister is in need. And Father, in the name of Yeshua, that they would pull them up, that they would pour into them and not turn their back, Father. Ah, Father, in your kingdom, in your army, there's a leave no man behind, Father, in the name of Yeshua. I pray, Father, in the name of Yeshua, that, Father, they will get up and shake themselves off and put on the whole armor of Yahweh once again to be able to stand in these evil days and having done all to stand, Father, in the name of Yeshua, not to be caught off guard again, but they're standing in alignment, Father, in the name of Yeshua, hearing the instructions of the Lord, the Father, the Holy Spirit speaking in the name of Yeshua, and following the instructions that is given to them, every assignment, Father, may they complete in the name of Yeshua. Let them not move out on their own, but Father, always seek you, Father. Holy Spirit, that they would ask of you to go before them, Lord, and with them, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I pray in Yeshua's name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, randebo sekete basaya. Yishkamando kushkete. Ah, rute basoko. Ah, reteba. Riamama shekene basokoya. Rikiando mosanda bababasanda. We break the backs of Ayolabo Sanda of the enemy in the Mosikiando Ushkataya. We and the Mosika, we crush the head of the serpents right now in the name of Yeshua. Many of them are coming. There's so much. I feel it. Give them the strength to stand. And having done all to stand up, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Oh, Daddy, reach down, reach down, reach down, Father. Pull them up. Pour into them. Yes, a fresh anointing in the mighty name of Yeshua. God, keep your eyes on Yeshua. Keep your eyes on him, people of God. When you think he's not there, he's right there with you. Just call upon him. Call upon him. Call upon him, because there is a time, there's coming a time when we will not, he's going to go silent. There's coming a time, while it's day, we're working, because night is coming. Be ready in Yeshua's name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Manas. We bless the Lord for your obedience and just letting us just receive what the Spirit of the Lord would have for us in this hour. I'm so grateful for you and for this relationship and connection. The Lord bless you, woman of God. Abba, Father, I pray that those who are under the sound of my voice now and those that will be listening to the replay. Glory to God. Lord God, let them experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence. Father God, touch the life and nature of God within them in the name of Jesus. And may the God of hope fill them with all joy and peace in believing, hallelujah, and not growing weary in well-doing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, revive them, refresh them, renew them, give them a greater strength to walk in complete obedience and adhere to the word that has been released in this hour, in Jesus' name. Well, this is your host, Apostle P.D. Westbrook, along with my special guest, Prophetess Karen Nicole Manis, and our producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim Robinson. We want to say thank you again for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Hallelujah. I'm excited about the program being available on Clubhouse as well. Thank you, those who have come into the room. Glory to God. And I pray the Lord will continue to bless you indeed and continue to enlarge your borders and territories in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen, all of you, please come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elations Radio, with our producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim Robinson, and wishing you a great rest of your day. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you richly. Dr. Kimmy Kim Robinson, thank you, woman of God. Thank you so much for all that you do for the kingdom, and may the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now, please close us out. Shalom, everyone. Love you.
All these years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's rain. It was God's rain. It was God's rain. It was God's rain. I made it. How you brought me, how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's way. God's way. It was God's way. God's way. when I strayed away. Even though I knew the word, still I wouldn't obey. For God's mercy and His grace stayed with me and brought me all the way.
Thank you, right now.